There was a summer not so long ago when Colin was the man. Women would actually look in his direction instead of peering straight through him, and sometimes even with a smile. That was the summer of the Cadbury account and being tied to a desk for 16 hours a day in exchange for all the copy he could eat. Since then it was a carousel of small accounts, smaller copy, and takeaway 3 times a day. It went some way to explaining why Colin in his spare tyre sat at the table in the middle of De Graves trying to be good by ordering the salad, but still unable to evoke as much as a twitch from the stunner in the sunglasses before him. An appropriately cute sneeze fell from her face. "Bless you," offered Colin, with his best take on flippancy tinged with a hint of tenderness. "Thanks," replied the lips that accessorised the oversized sunglasses. Having made the first move, Colin shared a nod with a street vendor approaching him. "Hey mate, another big issue already?" "Yeah, time flies." Colin could never remember the name of the man who offered weekly insights, so instead this man with sunken cheeks fell into the list of acquaintances that began and ended in mate. The street vendor always called Colin, Colin. "Do you have another piece in this edition?" Colin asked while tapping his masticated pen. "Nah, can't think of anything good to write," the vendor replied unblinkingly. Good writing didn't have anything to do with being a copywriter. Colin's job was to think of nice things to say about products that didn't deserve mentioning. The reflective qualities of anti-dandruff shampoos, the environmental consideration of V8 engines, or the health benefits of cereals infused with 3 types of toffee. He offered a Banjo Patterson and the usual thumbs up. "Thanks, Colin." And with a nod, the street vendor shuffled to the next table. Colin checked to see if his act of public generosity had scored some points with Little Miss Buxom, but if it had, she didn't seem to be keeping score. His mind resorted to round 3 and sifting through pithy one-liners. "Do you have any raisins? No? How about a date? Can I buy you a drink? Or do you just want the money?" And if she was the science type, he had a classic in reserve. "If I were an enzyme, I'd be a DNA helicase so I could unzip your genes." The second line had worked on a Grand Prix girl that bloomed into a relationship that lasted until Monaco, but going by this woman's poise of forking salad into her mouth, there was something else required. The aroma of fresh coffee made Colin raise his head. "Your coffee," came the reply, with proof in a glass and saucer. "Thanks for that," Colin replied, taking a sip and steeling himself for line number 1.